episode number 17 of Consistently Above Average is here for you. Much later than usual, and much like last week, very much a preview of something that is coming a lot sooner than it was 7 days ago. Anyway, apologies to the 7 a.m. crew. We knew from late last night that there wouldn't be a 7:15 release. And I said to myself, do you know, staying up to record something small until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning was not the most optimal thing on the planet. A good night's sleep and an early morning recording on a Friday is much better in that sense. Now, in terms of last week's episode, I adhered to a very important rule of never saying something until it's done. But then I fell foul to a newer rule that I didn't take into consideration, which is never say something until it's done and then ready to be published. So unfortunately, the allure, the grab of endorphins, of look what I did, look what's coming soon. Everyone pay attention to this. Isn't this going to be mad? Bop, 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 bop. That caught me. That's a lesson that we've learned. That won't be happening again. Last Friday afternoon in the wonderful Granite Exchange podcast studios in Newry, we got in and a full hour and 10 minute video and audio podcast was recorded, along with multiple camera angles from within the studio. I do think that the conversation opens up really nicely, and towards the middle and end of it, people will get a lot out of it. And I can't wait for people to be able to hear it and consume it, and from that perspective, see what they think about it. However, let me take you through what has happened over the last 7 days that's left us in this situation now, where I'm telling you of something that's coming instead of me saying, what did you think of this? So, post-production element of it. This is where I was caught off guard. First of all, needed to go and get cables to be able to transfer from their Mac to my Mac. All of their stuff, brand new, top of the range. All of the USB-C only inputs and stuff like that. I still have USB 3.0. That kind of threw a bit of a curve straight away afterwards. In my head, I was thinking like, I should just be able to take all of this, transfer it over, one go, get home, start editing it. No problem, be out later on that day. Easy. I work well under a deadline. This will be no problem. Bop, 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 bop. Now, each video file was probably 16 to 18 gigabytes. And that is a bit of a torture in terms of transferring that size to begin with. Had we have gone the upload-download route, that would have taken forever. So transfer from one thing to another, transfer from that to another, all of this. I then found out one of the angles was a little bit too wide of a shot to be used in the edit because I didn't like how it looked. I didn't realize that until I was already in the editing process and having transferred everything. The audio sounds lovely, but it was recorded through 14 channels and saved as a WAV file. To the tech people out there, you'll know a lot more about that than I do. And considering I studied radio in college, my knowledge of those things is a little bit limited in terms of the multiple sources of audio coming in and being able to extract, isolate, treat, make better, all of these things. So a couple of phone calls were had with different people, much more experienced than me. The thought of treating it like some college student who's outsourcing their degree to Fiverr was very much crossing my mind. I sent a few messages to people that I know that have done those sort of niche hobbies through their college courses, and we did consider outsourcing the entire project. And then I realized, but then I will have to upload 70 odd gigabytes of footage and audio for them to download and then for them to do it all themselves. So I thought, I'm going to have to do this. So a phone call with someone much more experienced than me in this line of field said to me something that not calmed me down, but made me realize like, right, let's just put the brakes on this, put the handbrake on this. Don't hold yourself to the thing that you had said you were going to do. That's just a lesson. Just never hold yourself to that time frame and standard again. If it's good or you think it's going to be good and you want to be proud of it when you put it out there, then you need to spend the time to do it properly and not just throw it out there as it is. On top of all of that, the whole not going to the British Open, some other stuff going on in our house over the course of the weekend that had taken priority up until about Monday. Then Monday comes and we're back into a week of teaching and training, the last heavy week before Nogi Worlds next week. So being able to give and commit X amount of time, starting and stopping on treating the audio, fixing the audio, being happy with the audio, all of these things, really a lot more time consuming than I had anticipated it was going to be. And I know that once I'm in a more consistent or regular flow of that type of work again, I'll be able to do it a lot quicker compared to how I, well, like how I used to be able to do when I was doing that much more regularly. And if I want to blame technology a little bit, using an older MacBook Air while running the newest version of something like CapCut, getting the video to a place where it wasn't lagging in the editor, got it edited, got it exported, halfway through realized the camera had cut at some point and dropped everything else out of sync. So I had the full thing exported and then the last 40 minutes or so out of sync, out of audio. And I was just thinking, this now needs to be completely started again from the beginning. Not the world's best process, I have to say, in terms of streamlining work. And while I could be listening to this thinking like, this chap's making loads of excuses, he's a waffler. This was a great learning experience. This is a great way of how you had previously done stuff versus how you need to do it now. How you should be treating it with a little bit more care and attention and not just putting something out for the sake of putting something out. Putting something out that you are proud and happy to stand over as being good or being quality. So where we are right now is that I'm currently waiting for the new YouTube account to be verified as the video was uploaded and then wouldn't process because it was longer than 15 minutes. So in terms of setting up a new YouTube account, you can only upload videos under 15 minutes unless you go through their channels of verification, which can take up to 24 hours of them then saying, yeah, okay, you're a real person. We're going to let you upload over an hour, all of these sort of things. And waiting for word back from our multiple offices, as this is an international organization, we're waiting back from the Southern Hemisphere office and the North and South American offices that they're ready for the launch so that we can, you know, send the product out everywhere at the right times, guys. That part maybe not as true as the other things that I've said so far in the podcast. But I do not foresee any reason why it will not be posted over the weekend, fully edited. Swears removed, my swears, one or two swears that slipped out removed. A nice little thumbnail graphic done for YouTube. And as well, a brand new YouTube channel launched, which you can find now, go and subscribe to. Consistently above average over on YouTube. Hit subscribe, maybe get notified for whenever there's a new upload. And then the video will be there for you once it goes live. A couple of people on our exclusive premium mailing list have already consumed it, watched it, seen it. Initially good feedback. Quite nervous about it going out publicly. Think it's going to be seen by far more people that would usually have consumed anything to do with this podcast over the last 16 or 17 episodes. But all of this last week has made me take stock of what next year is going to look like and what is important. Approaching it internally with a sense of urgency. Despite so many of these targets being far away or hard to get to, how to streamline things a little bit better, how to be more efficient, how to be more diligent, how to be able to say like, okay, this is going to be done on this day, block off X amount of hours the following day to be able to work on it. If I'm teaching and training 7 in the morning, 12 in the day, 7 at night, there's also life happening in between all of those things. Rest, naps, naps. Yeah, that's the real thing that took us away from recording and editing. Like, and trying to stay focused on what the more urgent target for me is in terms of next week, which is doing my best in Las Vegas at the World Championships. So, like, reintroducing the mix and the element, like I said, of these longer form video podcasts, what could become from them, what direction I might be able to take them in, all of these things are floating around my head massively this week, and just a fairly conflicting week in many senses that has just been good experience. And to kind of like finish on that in terms of a tangent, like in terms of like the valuable learning curve, reintroduction to this side of the world, but at the same time, a reality of how things can get fairly shit fairly quickly. You just have to keep ticking away at it. No matter what, I'm going to have to just keep chipping away at what it is that I'm doing. Right now, Friday morning, I've got training at 12 o'clock. I'm feeling an accumulation of fatigue on my body from physical and mental side of things for training. And while that's completely normal leading up to a tournament, especially a major tournament, anyone who's preparing in a certain way will be likely entering with some sort of a minor knock or just feeling a bit of discomfort from the volume. Then add into that that you're also facing the natural doubts that are going to creep into your mind, which in turn, in my case anyway, can turn into like excitement and encouragement for what could potentially be coming up. I'm having the doubts in one side of my brain being like, you're going to compete in the World Championships, you're doing at a new weight class. Is the same thing going to happen that happened at the Nogi Europeans, or have you done enough to try and bridge that gap, fix that gap? So if the same problem that you encountered comes up, are you going to be able to deal with it a little bit better? I think the answer to that is yes. My gut is telling me the answer to that is yes. I am going to do better. I am going to be able to overcome that type of game. I am going to be able to solve those problems, and I'm going to be able to win. Naturally, having those thoughts can then lead to encouragement and excitement and anticipation about what could be coming up. We've spoken about it before in this podcast. This is a very love-hate relationship. We love the process. We love going every day to try and get better, to train, just to be able to be healthy and fit, to be able to train and push yourself in jiu-jitsu and share that experience with like-minded people, versus the I'm standing next to a mat ready to compete and be judged over the next 6 minutes and not the previous 6 months of work. Why did I pay to be here? I cannot believe I'm staying in a 3-star resort where the locks may not work on the door. We are in a terrible location. Why am I on the other side of the continent, on the other side of the planet right now for this one thing? It is so exhilarating. It is so exciting. And it just really puts you in a position where you have to try and prove to yourself what you're made of. I am really excited and I'm really terrified at the same time. And I wouldn't want to be feeling any other way than how I'm feeling right now, 7 days out from the Worlds. Let's go. So, final tangent. Of multiple conversations that we've talked about this week with people, sometimes something will feel just right, or that it has clicked or landed into place without you realizing. You're just chipping away at something, and then out of nowhere, you're like, oh, wait a minute, this all looks better. This all feels better. This feels normal. This feels natural. This type of stuff, the last 16, 17 weeks, podcasting, producing, publicizing myself, trying to get people to engage with and consume content, that's something that I have actively avoided for the last couple of years because I did not feel that I was in the correct place in many ways to go about doing that again, conducting interviews again, or a want to be doing them again. There was a very much, let's just excuse the expression of the brain rot, let's just lock in, let's just focus on this, let's just work quietly, work on a day-to-day basis, take each day as it comes, week by week, interacting with people in real life, training with people in real life, building stronger relationships with people in your real day-to-day life, stuff that will last, stuff that will matter. The last, depending on if you consume caffeine as a mind-altering substance, but the last mind-altering substance that I consumed was 1,397 days ago. And it's not really until I'm so far away from that date that I can realize and understand where I was then to where I am now and how many different things have changed, how much better I'm feeling. Other people can see it and have verbalized it to me, and that I understand. But really, I'm only starting to feel like a different person in the last 4 to 5 months. And I'm very encouraged by that, motivated by that, to what it can then become. So in many ways, I've had a very slow rebuild from the ground up, which I think is essential for people as well. You're going to be knocked down at certain points in your life. And it's not how you got knocked down, of course. It's about how you can have the confidence or the courage or the humility to build yourself back up from that position and to try become a better version of either yourself, in my perspective, a better or a more legitimate athlete, to feeling like, okay, this is what I am. This is my identity. This is the thing that I'm chasing. And then inside of that, in terms of the audio, the video, the podcasting side of things, feeling confidence again in wanting, actually wanting and enjoying having open or honest longer form conversations with people and publishing them for consumption by the public, for better or for worse. That's where we're at right now. I'm very happy with where I've landed. Still in the realization that there is much more to happen before I'll be like overall content. And from what happens then, I suppose we'll see what happens. I know. Speaking quite vague there, and I'm very sorry about that, because in my head I'm just kind of like, this is a shorter episode. I don't need to talk about X, Y, and Z. I really need to just get the thing that I promised you out there so we can see how it lands, see how people enjoy it, and then we'll make a decision. What's next? Who's next? When are we going to be able to get it done? And when can it be published? When will it be out there? So once again, sorry for the delay. Thank you for everyone who's been in touch, looking forward to the longer video and audio episode, and hopefully it's going to be with you much sooner than later. Regardless, still wanted to put something out, still wanted to stay in your ears. Subscribe, please, to the new YouTube channel, Consistently Above Average. Give us the rating on Spotify, give us the rating on Apple, and hopefully, the next time you hear from me in an audio version of the podcast, it'll be over an hour long. And then the time next after that will be live from Las Vegas, Nevada, one day before the IBJJF No Gi World Championships. Let's go.